This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sons of Liberty, thank you for the live chat. I appreciate it. We're talking about, in parallel, Parkland shooting to that of the New Zealand shooting and that alleged shooting there. Things are just not lining up. As a matter of fact, we have Steve on live chat right now saying that people are calling... hang on a second. He said, I'm a crime scene cleaner. He said, I'm a crime scene cleaner. He said, 10 years now, thousands... of scenes, all kinds of weapons. As a professional expert crime scene cleaner, I see many problems with the video of the New Zealand shooting. Of course. That's why it was banned. That's why they're imprisoning people. They're charging people now. That's why they pulled it right away. They did the same thing here in America. The difference is you're free enough. You still have your freedoms to right the wrong, America. But you're free enough to still speak your mind. And I would strongly suggest, while you have that freedom, you better fight for your rights while you have it. And don't sit there and give me your garbage about how, you know, there's just no sense. Oh, let me tell you something, friends. Tell that to those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have today. That makes you a coward if you fail or refuse to speak out when you should. Silence is consent, friends, to a tyrant that means to rule over you. And that's the first thing they go for. They're going for, friends, when they take away your Second Amendment, you can just wash away the rest of your Bill of Rights because you have nothing to enforce it anymore. Know your history. Know what our forefathers established the Second Amendment for. Also, when you take time to even, speaking of which, even when you take time to peruse the Constitution of the United States of America, friends, you'll find that the militia, which you and I are, friends, the militia was sought out to repeal invasion when the government needed your help, of course. Again, understanding we're the muscle to government because we are the government, we the people, the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. Read it when you get a moment. And also look to the examples that our forefathers laid out through their actions and giving us what we have today, 242 years later. Okay? Now, let me go back to this because, by the way, thank you for joining us for hour two of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about during the last segment, I got cut off through a hard break. In parallel to the New Zealand shooting, that in Parkland, Florida, behind the March for Our Lives march that took place. A couple weeks after the shooting that took place in Parkland, did you know that the permits were issued 2 months before? I'm sorry, they weren't issued. They were sought out 2 months before the school shooting took place. And we actually have the document itself on sonsoflibertymedia.com if you'd like to check it out. Whoa. People are getting you to think about how you're being played, like a deck of cards. And since then, 55, now keep in mind, Donald Trump said, take their guns and then due process. You can go online, you can see him say it. And of course, his blind idolaters, his supporters, because they like his jersey more than Barack Hussein Obama's, they're not ruled by principle, friends. They're traitors to principle. And because they like their favorite politician, you better not speak out against him. Well, guess what, friends? I'm here to tell you that I'm ruled by law, not by some corrupt politician. Okay? Since the Parkland, Florida shooting, 55 new gun control laws, which are not law, were passed in 26 states by a majority of Republican governors. Cross-check me. I'm always open for that. 1-866-582-9933. Now take note, as the Denver Post points out, this massive push for gun control has bipartisan support. In fact, the majority of governors who signed in new gun control measures, and gun control is what it's all about, friends, were Republicans. Were Republicans. So much for the good guys, huh? I want you to listen carefully to a communist, a revolutionary named Vladimir Lenin, so you can understand how this is being played out. One man with a gun can control 100 without one. And that's the truth of the matter, that's the history they don't want you to know. This is how dictators do what they do. The people have to relinquish their rights. They have to forfeit their rights. And if not like that of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, who, by the way, used terrorism for his political means and ends, and so did Adolf Hitler and any other dictator. Mussolini did the same thing. Mao Zedong did the same thing. Pol Pot did the same thing. Idi Amin did the same thing, friends. They all do the same thing because they all serve the same father. The devil himself, John 10:10. What do? They act out accordingly to the devil's heart to come steal, kill, and destroy. Why? Because they have to have absolute control because they want to be just like God. And that's why they're doing their best through the federal government to eradicate from the minds, to redact from the minds of the young people that God is. Really, that's quite a feat, quite a task, is it not? Yep. You know, it was Napoleon Bonaparte who rightly said that the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that conquers all that would oppose it. Oh my gosh, I keep getting this, and I don't, you know, forgive me for my feeble ways of conveying to you what you need to understand. The history of man is departing from God, giving themselves over to a man, a dictator wannabe. That dictator uses the people to elevate himself just like Satan did, Isaiah 14. Wars go forward. That dictator has you deal with his political opposition. Those people that are used to kill off his political opposition are at length destroyed, and then the country's destroyed, and then the tyrant's destroyed. That's the history of man. And then what do the people come back to? They come back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the very God they should have never wickedly departed from in the first place. That's the history of man. And America is right in pursuit of the history of those that didn't learn from history. In so many different ways. I just told you, friends, as the Denver Post points out, the massive push for gun control has bipartisan support. In fact, the majority of governors who signed in new gun control measures were Republicans. And again, it's all unconstitutional party affiliations. There is no such thing as a Democratic Party according to the Constitution. There is no such thing as a Republican version of government according to the Constitution or the 101 other party affiliations. They're all unconstitutional, friends. But you take on the mindset of those that mean to divide and conquer. Mark 3:25. Wake up. That's what I'm doing here. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. If you'd like to jump online, 1-866-582-9933. We have plenty of people on Top Chat right now just having conversations, and I love it. I love it. This is what we want, is to spark conversation. If anybody wants to challenge the narrative here, friends, I'm doing my best to shut it all down by giving you eyewitness accounts of that which took place in New Zealand and that which took place in parallel of none other than the Parkland shooting. Folks, things are not lining up, but what is lining up is corrupt politicians that are sold to you as the good guys that are doing their best to strip you of your God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, so they can take your first as well. First the second, then the first, friends. You see how this works? Oh, how many corrupt politicians have the American people tolerated in their federal government, in their state governments, and in their local governments for decades? And they stand back and they watch these people destroy their country. And I'll tell you why. Because they're accomplices. They're accomplices to the crimes of corrupt politicians by tolerating their crimes against the Constitution that they swore to uphold. And if people would realize that many people probably in your particular families, and I say probably because it's a high percentage of the American people, you need to understand that someone served in the military, and in many cases fighting, bleeding, and dying, fighting off tyrants that you have been conditioned to submit yourselves to what you've been conditioned to accept. Those that serve we, the people, don't have a right to violate the Constitution. None. As a matter of fact, when you look to our forefathers once again, who established what we have today, listen to what Patrick Henry said. He said, the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. Now if you restrain the government or you bring forth your grievances, redress of grievances, friends, the media is right there to demonize you as anti-government. A lone wolf doing something he shouldn't be doing. And I always, folks, when you read the Bible, you always know the good, bad, and the ugly, period. And you'll see that the good and the righteous and the holy that were found in Christ were always accused of doing the wrong thing when in fact they were the ones doing the right thing. And who did the accusing? Those that were uncovered for doing the wrong thing. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. Samuel Adams said, Massachusetts ratifying convention 1788, he said, that, listen carefully, the Constitution shall never be construed. It shall not be construed, perverted, demeaned, revised, friends, to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens, those that uphold the law. What do you call a cop, friends? You call him a peace officer. What does he do? He enforces the law to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate. Read Amos 5. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Hey, America, I'm not here to try to get you to stand your ground in the sense of negotiate. Wait a second. Did your forefathers negotiate? Did those that fought, bled, and died negotiate? Did they fraternize with the enemy, friends? Or did they uphold God's moral law to establish judgment, righteousness, and peace within the gate? Okay? Before you roll over in the face of tyranny, friends, keep in mind it was your forefathers that said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Either going to be ruled by the word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. There is no in-betweens. And I want to tell you something. First-hand experience was just in a high school 2.5 weeks ago. 500 students, friends. A high school and a middle school. You want to talk about the bayonet? Either going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by bayonet. You know, you can ask the older generations if they had armed guards in their schools. They'll tell you no. You can ask the older generations if they had video systems throughout their, you know, security surveillance cameras in their schools when they were kids. They'll tell you no. When you ask the older generation if they had fences around their yards, lest someone should steal one of the kids, or lest someone should apprehend or kill one of the kids, they'll say, of course not. Well, you have to ask them, same people, why is it okay today? Oh, these kids today, wait a second. They're a reflection of how you've raised them up if you had anything to do with it whatsoever. I know you've been running your own little selfish lives far too long. Wisdom is justified by your children. Luke 7:35. We understand who you are. But I want you to understand that it is because of what you didn't do, we are where we're at today in this country. That's exactly right. The adults in this country cannot blame anybody else for what they're allowing the federal government to do through indoctrinating their students in public schools. Listen to me. The federal government is violating, transgressing the law by indoctrinating anybody's student. No wonder why kids are killing each other. They're taught that they came from monkeys, which is illegal in public school. No wonder why they're killing each other. That's all they have to do is go down and watch a movie at the local theater. I mean, they'll teach them how to be a gangbanger, how to sell drugs, how to commit fornication, read 1 Corinthians 6:9, how to commit adultery, how to cheat, steal, murder, you name it. Hollywood will teach them. And you have the Supreme Court and justices standing back and saying, no, they have the right to do that. They promote pornography and they wonder why rape's on the rise. They promote murder and they wonder why murder's on the rise. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, America? I want you to listen to something Noah Webster said. He was the guy that wrote the author. He authored that of the Webster's 1828 dictionary. If you look at the original, it will open up and you'll see a picture of him. And it will say that Noah Webster taught millions to read and not one to sin. Does anybody know what sin is? Well, if you look at what John Adams said and Thomas Jefferson said in our forefathers when they actually wrote out our founding documents, you'll understand that the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin. To restrain men from violating or transgressing, guess what? God's moral law. That's why we're established on the Mosaic institution called common law. Okay? Millions to read and not one to sin. I'm pulling this up right now, and it's just second to none. He said the education is useless without the Bible. The Bible is America's basic textbook in all fields. God's word contained in the Bible has furnished all the necessary rules to our direct contact. Or conduct, forgive me. Why are we in trouble today? Education is worthless without the Bible. Of course. He also said that the moral principles and precepts, that which has been entrusted to me and you, contained in the scriptures, ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. Guess what, friends? They do. All the misery, said Noah Webster, and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And I'll also tell you this. You know, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, Paul, you know, he was the one that said, we're hearing much of this today. You know, we need to submit to leadership. We don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives. Our leader is Jesus Christ, John 14:6. How many times did Jesus say, be not deceived? You know that Paul said he would subject himself to no man's power? He stuck to the king. Maybe that's why our forefathers made an appeal to heaven. That was the flag. Maybe that's why Jesus said in John 2, right before the chapter break in John 3, he said, our scripture tells us that he committed himself to no man because he knew it was in man. You know, when Noah Webster said this and wrote this out, he should also put in your favorite politicians. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from is when they give themselves over to their favorite politicians, as if to suggest your enemies didn't know how to play a wicked game. And let me tell you this. Satan's been around for 6,000 years, friends. And I'm not giving that defeated foe any credit whatsoever. We're, as Christians, made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And we understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And we also understand that we've given power and authority by the Holy Ghost to cast out devils. And we have all authority over the enemy of our souls. I'm not giving him any credit. But for anybody to stand back and suggest that there is good people in this government today, friends, which there is, we know that there's good people, but your version of good is not Christ, okay? That's why we need to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith and pay attention to the law that he came not to abrogate, but to magnify. Isaiah 42, verse 21. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're talking about the good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flagged laws. We'll be right back after this break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke delivers his first official 2020 campaign address in El Paso, Texas.
I am so glad to be here with you today in my hometown, in my home state, to announce that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America.
O'Rourke listing the economy, healthcare, and climate change as important challenges facing the country.
Democratic Congresswoman Jamie Raskin tells CNN Attorney General William Barr needs to turn over the Mueller report to Congress earlier than mid-April.
If the Attorney General continues to play games with this, with his vague mid-April deadline, we may have to go to court.
The House Judiciary Committee chairman has called for that report by April 2nd, and Democrats want the unredacted version and underlining materials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just on this little rabbit trail right now, and I'm just feeding those that need to be fed. That's what prophetic ministries do. You just give a little to everybody. The Lord knows who it needs to go to, who's hungry for what. Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. I was just talking about Noah Webster, and he said the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of our civil constitutions and laws, and it does. Look at the preamble in your state. Okay? Look at those politicians, friends, that put their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the laws found within, right? He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting their precepts contained in the Bible. Now, for those that call themselves Christians, the Bible tells us, Hebrews 12, that we are to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And how many times did he tell us not to be deceived by men? Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. Because Satan transforms his angels into what? The appearance of righteous men. Light. And for those that are too foolish and are caught up into this system that the CIA-controlled media is continuously bringing about through dividing people from the Democrats against the Republicans and the Republicans against the Democrats. If you took the time to say thank you to the veterans that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have today, you would have read your founding documents and you would have known that there's no such thing as a Republican Party or a Democratic Party. It's the greatest evil under the Constitution, said John Adams, to create political parties. And it's exactly the Kool-Aid that you've drank. And it's all set in place to divide and to conquer the people. Nothing more, nothing less. Look at how effective it is. And here, let me take it to those that still are not listening to what I'm telling you. You know, I just want to say this, and I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Michael Peruca, back in 2004... was the candidate for the Constitutional Party to become the President of the United States of America. When he went to Washington, D.C., a reporter approached him and asked him the question, how come it is that nobody knows who you are, Michael? And he said, the media doesn't want you to know who I am. Jeez, folks. Come on. Look what's going on today. Nobody would be in the People's White House had it not been for the media. Nobody was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. She had 22 people show up when she started her, friends, her presidential campaign in Iowa. 22 people came into play. Well, when are you going to figure out that you're being lied to? Foreigners come into America and tell you that you're being lied to. You're being lied to. Period. She never had the support. Who do you think people are going to pick? Her or Donald Trump? And if you look at the way Donald Trump was raised up, friends, he was always put in a positive light for the most part. And for you to suggest that Donald Trump's being beat up by the media, I got a question for you. Who put him in power? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. My goodness, friends, good citizens, let me take it over to a police officer. Good police officers know how the enemies work. This is the oldest. Folks, they're driving support to Donald Trump. The more you attack Donald Trump, the more support he garners. Are you kidding me, people? Here, let me take it another step, okay? Because what we're talking about right now is the good guys are the ones, not those that have been sold to you as the bad guys, but it's the good guys that are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag laws. I'm sorry, policies, not law. And that's what it's going to be pushed to. Unless the American people wake up to what's going on, you're being played. This would have never happened under Barack Hussein Obama in a million years. Now, I'm going to get back on track in just a moment. Do you guys all know who Benedict Arnold was? Benedict Arnold was sold to the people as a great man. Everybody thought that he was a patriot, one that upholds dying laws. But when he was exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. Now, if I was to ask you right now, what would you think of me if I told you that your favorite politicians are globalists? Because I'm here to tell you they are. Do you realize that during the criminal tenure of that of Barack Hussein Obama, did you know for the 8 years that he violated, transgressed the Constitution, trampled under the blood of the veterans that fought, bled, and died to give him the privilege to be there? He's a foreigner, he's a sodomite, and he's a criminal. Go ahead and report on me. Tell him. Because that's exactly what he is. He's a criminal. Did you know not one representative, not a one representative drew up the articles of impeachment? That's how corrupt you are. That's how corrupt you are. Going back to Benedict Arnold, in July 1780, Arnold sought and obtained the command of the fort at West Point. He already had begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton in New York City through Major Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regiment. Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British for $3 million during that time. That's what it is equivalent to the present. And a brigadier's commission. He chose West Point for its strategic importance. The Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with British forces in Canada. A move that would have split the North from the South. His plans were thwarted when Andre was captured, and he was hung, by the way, by George Washington, okay? On September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Benedict Arnold, Andre was carrying documents that disclosed the plot and was incriminated. Again, Andre was later hung as a spy. How was he sold to you, America? How was he sold during the time of the Revolution, America, as a good guy, a well-respected patriot that was selling him out? Folks, you have politicians today that you call your favorite politicians. Why don't you do a little due diligence and see if they're globalists? Because if they are, they're not your friend. The allegiance that men and women in this country give to the arm of the flesh, no wonder why you're under a curse. The Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Wake up. Wake up. The good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation. There's a video out there, too, on Sons of Liberty. Go to Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, and push door-to-door. Type it in, I'm sorry. Type door-to-door gun confiscation, and you'll see it's going viral right now. It's about 600 and some thousand views on there. But again, I want you to listen to this, okay? Going back. Today, I'm going to name names now. We are seeing the alleged good guys, those that have been sold to you as the good guys, or let me say it this way, the best that you have. Oh my gosh. I just got to say this. We have a guy in Minnesota, and he just happens to be one of my friends. And he's a senator in the state of Minnesota. Dan Hall, folks, we have all this Muslim infiltration going on in the state of Minnesota. It's happening across the boards. By the way, it's doubled under Donald Trump. Go ahead and look at State Department statistics of that of Barack Hussein Obama. For those that want to play stupid and remain stupid, you can keep doing that to your own demise because that's what it's coming to. But, folks, we have we're under attack. Voter fraud, homosexual agenda, implementation of Ilhan Omar. They're colonizing here. And then we have them passing bills recently about how we can't hold the phone to have a conversation anymore, but the Muslims can. Have them stuck in between their hijabs, and they can go ahead and keep the phone there. It's okay for them. Folks, you're being conquered. With that said, Dan Hall's the best that we got in Minnesota. And this guy wants to teach people how to swim. You should see the issues the guy talks about. He puts himself up as a guy that's praying. These are his pictures. And folks, it's a total reproach to Christianity, especially those that are in the fight. And so I typed to him yesterday, friends, and I said, and I posted some more things that were happening in the country and in the state of Minnesota, namely, forgive me. And we have a school here in Minnesota that's being sued by Keith Ellison, the criminal attorney general that got there by voter fraud. There's no question about it. And with that said, but he's jumping in with the ACLU and gender justice to go after straight kids because this kid was told that he's going to have to do what he or she wants to do in a different room. And so I typed to him yesterday. I said, bullied into submission again, huh? The gays being used to implement Sharia law because it is, through totalitarian methods because it is. They're not the victims, friends. They're the bullies. Okay? Kevin Jennings said that. He said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Just ask them. They'll tell you. In their confusion, they always tell you the truth if you're paying attention. And then I said to Dan Hall, I said, attacking anyone and everyone that stands against their abominable, illegal choices. And I said, and you say and do nothing. This is the best that you have, America. Those that you put your trust in, you tell me what they're doing. Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham are pushing for red flag laws, which are not law. And I want to tell you, shall not be infringed means guess what? Shall not be infringed, shall not be violated. Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But guess who's doing it? Incrementally, little by little. You want to know why they're doing it now? Because they know everybody's asleep. And the Bible clearly tells us in Matthew 13 that when the enemy sleeps, that when you sleep, the enemy sows tares while you're sleeping. Matthew 13, I believe it's 33. You can double check that. They're doing it now because most people in this country are too deceived into believing, and instead of following the principles found in the law, they're following their favorite politician to their own demise as he is continuously incrementally disarming them little by little.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're going to get to the, bring this to a consummation, okay? The good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies, not law. Learn from history, okay? Going to the good guys. I just shared with you during the last segment. The good guys, well, you believe that they're the good guys or the best that you have, right? Was just highlighting Dan Hall in Minnesota. He's a reproach. And he sits there and puts himself up as a Christian. No, Christians live unto them that died for them. Starting with Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:15. And by the way, going back to my scriptural reference concerning while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. When did the enemy sow tares? When men slept. And it's exactly what's happening under this brand new administration. What needs to happen? I have no idea. Until the boot falls on you, then you're going to recollect everything that I had to say and that you didn't want to come to terms with. It matters not. It matters not. Okay? Matthew 13:25. Forgive me. I thought it was 33. Matthew 13:25. Forgive me. But I did put it into question, truth be told. Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is about as... Wow. I mean, this guy is about as slippery as they get. He's a snake. Ted Cruz is, but he knows how to keep on a better face. Look to his wife. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Again, I want you to consider what this new administration is doing to Americans today. It could never have been done under that of criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration. Never. Never. As a matter of fact, if you want to check and cross-check me, look at the stats every time Barack said anything about guns. You remember after Sandy Hook, right, friends? He got up there and started crying for the children. You know, but keep in mind, friends, he's also the guy that voted how many times to kill babies, to have them aborted? I want to get you the stat here on that as well and why it's not coming to my aid right now. I know not. Does that come with age? I don't know, but I'm still young. I'm not that old yet. Right? I believe it's in the hundreds of times. He was there for 6 months as a representative of the state of Illinois. He was there for 6 months. I believe he voted over 200 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. You do know that abortion's aimed at blacks and Hispanics, right? If the white kid gets in there, that's okay too. This is about population control is what it's about. And the American people sat back and for some reason or another, trust to a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb. Whoa, that's called a glutton for punishment. That is called, with a Webster's 1828 definition, a straight fool. Okay? This same government's now trying to disarm you. And they're also giving way to those that mean to conquer you from the Middle East. Okay? Anybody see the spiritual correlation there? Because I do. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, he shall also reap. All right? 60 million babies and their blood all over every one of us in this country. The murder of 60 million babies, that's equivalent to 18 states. And you think God's just going to go overlook that one? You got another thing coming, friends. Look to Manasseh. It just ain't going to happen. When he said, thou shalt not kill, he meant just that. Wow. You know, it's interesting, Michael Peruca, speaking of which, said that when he becomes the president of the United States, if he were to win, he said the very first day he will send letters out to the attorney generals throughout all 50 states of our union criminalizing abortion, the very first day. And now because Donald Trump stands up in front of the people at a pro-life rally where there's 650,000 people protesting abortion. Praise God, I'm with every one of you. All 650,000. This is how we do it. Protestant has meaning, right? Protestants. Right? He stands up and plays the pro-life advocate, yet behind closed doors, during that bill that I said he signed, behind March for Our Lives, that $1.2 trillion omnibus bill, there was $50 million in there given to Planned Parenthood. But as long as you didn't know, I mean, he's still the good guy, right? Boy, oh boy, friends. What are actors? Why do you think your grandparents called actors sinful? And acting is sin. Because that's exactly what's happening. It's the circus of politics. It's the circus of politics. Get into more specificity. Go to Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, and you'll see several hundred videos. There's a brand new one called Circus of Politics. It will explain. Remember, it was Jesse Ventura, a pro wrestler, that said politics and pro wrestling are identical. It's exactly right. It's interesting to know who Donald Trump actually appointed to some of his administrations and his agencies. The owner of the WWE, McMahon, and his wife. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I don't have time to get into all that. But friends, what's happening today is we are now dealing with those who have been led to believe that are the good guys, you know, the Republican conservatives, advocating illegal red flag laws. Call it what you will, it matters not. It is all unlawful activity. Okay? I also highlighted, friends, that just today, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Colorado Senate votes to pass unconstitutional red flag bill. The sheriff there said and vows not to comply. Good. That's a guy doing his job. Those are the kind of people we need to get around and support because he's supporting our laws. Always support good government, friends. Always support them. That happened today. The 55 new gun control unconstitutional policies that were passed in 26 states by a majority of Republican governors, That's already taken place within the first 500 days of this new administration. Hey, by the way, I'm just telling you what he's doing, okay? You do what you will with the truth. But truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it's rising to the church. You go ahead and drink the Kool-Aid all day, but you're being laughed at. And I could, folks, I could bring down how many different topics where what you're being told and what's actually happening are two different stories, from the border to the USMC to giving power over to foreign, the UN under this new administration, to giving over your education system to the to that woman that advocates for the UN educational scheme under Donald. I mean, folks, it goes on and it goes on to abortion. It goes on to gun control. It goes on. You're being lied to, America. And, of course, who's the bad guy? Me for telling you the truth, but that's okay. Jesus was called the bad guy, too, by his own brothers in John 7:7. But Jesus said, listen, your time is always ready. He said, the only reason this is happening right now is because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil. That's right. And in John 15, he said the same thing, and he uncovered them. You know, the Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. I'd rather please and obey God than corrupt fallen man who's going to answer to my Father. Every knee is going to bow. Read Hebrews 9:27 when you get a moment. Hey, I want to tell you what your forefathers said. Because where are the said representatives? I want to ask you this question, and then I'm going to tell you what our forefathers said, okay? Where are those, any one of them, I don't care if you love them or hate them, where are any of these said representatives that are attempting to disarm you, America? Where are they deriving their authority from? Because we never delegated authority to them that represent us to counter that which they swore to uphold. Why are they attempting to disarm us and make us a prey before our known enemies within? Why are they setting up cities to draw these illegals into the United States of America? Why is it that they want to disarm the American people in the face of those that mean to strike off their necks? Boy, this sounds all familiar, doesn't it, friends? Abortion and what's going on today. Oh, it's a law unto itself. Whoa. Let me just say it one more time, one more minute. Where are these said representatives that are attempting to disarm you in America? Where are they deriving their authority from? Because it's not from we the people. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. What are they doing today, friends? Are they working for the British? You better know they are. Are they acting outside of their scope of authority? You better know that they are, because they are. Which makes them outlaws, which makes them criminals, and they must be removed, Article 2, Section 4, and then indicted and charged for their crimes against the law that hundreds and thousands of our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us. If you take the time to investigate many of these said friends, massacres, you'll find that more than not, that many of them are false flags. And you can identify the guilty culprits when you see who stands to gain by attempting to disarm you rather than to arm after the massacres take place.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.